to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, today I want to talk about and ask your opinion on, it's kind of this thing we see with our primarily our members, but it really goes with anybody at a clinic or whether they're working with you for a week or 10 years, right? That they ask, like, what should I be doing? And you give them a drill, and maybe it's like a 20-second drill, or maybe it's a 2-minute drill at the end of the day because you're doing a number of sets of something. And they get this whole mental thought around, that's not enough. I should be working out for an hour, or that's not giving me enough. And we were talking about what you're trying to do in that drill could be a pull, could be a fall. And they're, instead of feeling what they should be feeling, they're focusing on an action instead of like that, the idea of the fall is in a result of something. Can you kind of explain that a little bit? Like the purpose of the quality of the drill, not so much the quantity.
Yeah, sure. And it's interesting, right? Because so when people first come in, let's just say you've never, not never met us, but when people first join RunnerX, I always say, okay, first we want to see, I'd like to see your run. And then you get a daily practice that are actually really short. I think I've made them all like 5 minutes or less.
Yeah.
And the idea is that every day there's a different intent. And this is interesting because some people will say, wow, it just looks like it's a lot of work. And then other people will say to us, that's it. It's only like, there's got to be more, right? Like it,
right. Yeah. And shouldn't I do that? Shouldn't I do that 17 times, or should I do that while I'm running 5 miles? Or?
Yeah. Right. And so the challenge is, honestly, guys, that most of us as runners, and especially if your background isn't running, then things like drills haven't been part of your training. So the thought of doing exercise without the outcome being calories or distance, or, you know, that's what we're so used to.
Right.
So you have to change your mindset on like, what is a drill session, which is more like a PT session in a sense, because you're learning to communicate with your body and you're learning a movement, you're developing a movement pattern. And what's interesting is, this was kind of fun. I was telling Caroline, we do Zoom classes for the membership. And so I get to see you live in person, and I can correct you on right there, right? And then I can also talk to you, and the best part is, of course, you can talk to me, so we can discuss a little bit, like, what, not just the movement, but how are you feeling while you're doing this movement? Because
right.
This is something that we're missing in running, is what does running feel like? There's so many words about running, and people will say, oh, running is easy, or I'm going for an easy run. And someone's out there like, oh my gosh, when I run, it's not easy. It's so hard for me. You know, like, it's hard to breathe. I struggle with running. So the whole point of what we teach in our running is to help people understand what running feels like and how to do running, how to do the movement of running. And so it's actually best on your mind and your body to practice when you're not running.
Right.
So it's kind of the same like stretching, for example. So people will be like, oh, how long do I have to stretch? And I'm like, well, there's not really a time requirement. You just need to make sure you work on recovery and stretch exercises for these muscles that you've worked. So otherwise you're just thinking, okay, I've got 3 minutes. I'm going to just, I don't know, stretch my hamstring and stretch my calf and I'm good. It's like, no, it doesn't work like that. So we're always like, instead of thinking, it's not enough time. You've got to think the time I spend with good intent, especially for movement, guys, is always worth it. And so for us, when we're teaching you the movement of running, think about that if you spent a little bit of time working on your movement, working on your alignment, working on your posture, working on balance, working on all these things you need for running, well, then when you go running, you're so much more ready to go running. But you have to get there. And we'll say this real quick. There's three elements of the gait cycle. It's pose, fall, pull. And each can be practiced independently. And of course, they can all be put together. So when I do the drills for the immersion, each drill has an intent. So it's important to understand that, because we talked about, like, if I have 20 seconds, what would I do with 20 seconds? And it's amazing, because in the beginning, I'm like, practice falling, which is a huge part of the gait cycle of running. But the funny part is, it doesn't feel like anything, right? We talked about this. Like, so you start by, like, falling into a wall, which if you watch the, you know, guys, I promise it's like not with your face, with your hands out. In the beginning, it seems so silly. It seems like, why am I doing this? This doesn't seem worth my time. And that's what we have to change that mindset of. It's like if you go to PT and they give you those, like, everyone leaves with a rubber band, and, you know, it's either in your car or hanging in your closet somewhere, right? And at the time, though, when they gave it to you and you were like, yes, I'm going to do it. I'm going to take this band and I'm going to whatever, right?
Yeah.
And then it just doesn't seem, as your injury goes away or time goes, it doesn't seem as important. This is what I always tell people. These little drills, these little times with good intent, over time becomes your new normal movement. So it is worth it. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So when we talk about, you know, let's get into the, if you give them a skill drill, or you give them a skill, strength and self-care, you're trying to get them to do something. And maybe it's a few drills where you're saying, do it five times down the driveway or roughly 10 meters and back, right? You just want to do a short drill. Then I want you to do the strength training, which is maybe one or two movements, anywhere from two to three times, three sets of 10 or something. I'm just doing a very standard of what you might give somebody. And then let's do some of this self-care. And at the end of that, maybe it's really only about 20 minutes, because maybe I could only do two sets, or maybe I couldn't quite do 10 meters. I was really feeling I could only do five, I couldn't do 10 sets or something like that, right? So it's only 20 minutes. The idea, though, that I should then now go and try to go running for 40 minutes so that I get a full hour workout. Like, let's talk about how detrimental that is, right? You don't we say two things. We say we don't want to take away your joy of running. But at the same time, if you're coming back from an injury or trying to learn a new movement, to go out and then try to do that movement over repetition for 40 minutes, that's not good, right? I mean, can we talk about that honestly? Like, what they should be doing?
Here's the challenge. And it depends, like, obviously, how injured are you? Where are you when you're running? What my goal is for people to do is take the practice separate from the running.
Okay.
So, and this is important, because if I'm trying to, like, if my goal is to run pain-free, which of course is the goal, and I am coming back from an injury, something you were doing in your running was creating the injury to begin with, right? So the first thing we do is, let's look at your running. Let's see what's going on. And if, let's say, you are able to, like, you're injured, but it's not really limiting your running ability, then I still say to you, and this is what I tell everybody, do the practice separate from your running, because the practice is the practice. And and this is just in the beginning, guys, we're not talking about forever, but what happens is it's the focus, right? I need to be able to focus on this movement. And right now, this movement isn't running. This movement is strange. It's new. It's different. Okay. So then if you tried to just then go take it out, you wouldn't be able to last 40 minutes, because you're not ready yet to do that movement for that length of time. So, like, what we encourage in the program is, when you're doing the immersion, just the drill practice, do it by itself, make it its own thing. And it's not about, like I said, you can't make it like, this isn't my run for the day, this isn't my workout, but it's also a huge part. There's a lot of movement going on. So it is a workout. So thinking that I'm not getting movement, or I'm not getting my workout, I'm losing my, I don't know, whatever you think you're losing, You're not.
Yeah, you're fitness,
gaining,
right?
Right. You're gaining fitness. You're gaining mobility. You're gaining strength. You're gaining elasticity. You're gaining range of motion. You're gaining so many things you need for your run. And as you keep practicing and developing, your conditioning is coming also. Most people, guys, when they come in the RunRx, not only are they usually injured, recovering from an injury, they've also never really used fully their cardiovascular system. They've been running with their musculoskeletal system. So in the beginning, I'm also helping you develop your cardio, which that can take 3 to 6 weeks. So the fun part is if you get the mindset of, doesn't have to be an hour, doesn't have to be continuous movement. This is how we set up your training anyway. Your interval sessions get longer. You're able to run longer as you go. But yeah, in the beginning, if you're willing to see movement as movement rather than, oh my gosh, I have to do, you know, I have to get this certain amount of time in for running.
Yeah. Yeah. So if I were coming in brand new, I found you on YouTube, or maybe I haven't even come into the membership. Maybe I'm just following some of your stuff on YouTube. I'm trying to kind of see what you're doing. I get a couple exercises or what have you, and I'm just starting out. Would you say like focus on that focus practice, however long that is, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever. And then if I feel like, well, I've got a full hour here, I've got another 30 minutes. Do I go walking? Do I go swimming? Do I bike? Sure. Do I do something else?
And 100%. Yes.
Because then I'm not reinforcing that incorrect, like the old habits. I don't want to call it. We're very cautious, guys, on what we say, because I really don't like saying what you shouldn't do or negative things, because what you think really affects how you move. So it's not. I just don't want you reinforcing the habits that got you to this position until you've been doing this longer and working with her longer, that then, right, you can do the, hopefully start doing the correct movements for a longer period of time. Is that kind of more of a...
And by the way, that's the best part, right? Like cross training in general has been around forever. Most, by the way, most runners, as soon as they get injured, they're like, well, I guess I'm going to ride the bike or, you know, ride the stationary bike or swim. You should move. You should move anyway, right? Mm-hmm. So the idea, though, is exactly what Caroline said, especially if you're injured or brand new, let's progress you in a way that gets you to where you can run whatever distance you want to run. Because once you know how to run and once you move well, distance isn't scary anymore. So once you take that away for yourself also, where I'm practicing running, I'm learning how to run, I'm learning how to move better, your relationship, by the way, with running also improves.
Right.
Yeah.
So guys, if you follow us on YouTube, you'll see a bunch of different playlists. We've been doing some great deep dives. We take shorts from a lot of those. If there's three things she's looking at, you can see the two or three different shorts. We have a reboot on there that has a series of 30 days of skill, strength, and self-care. And then we even put it into a 1 hour long session for those crazies that just want to do it all in one session. Those are for our more advanced students. But if you want to try it, go for it. See how you do. And if you have a question, email support@runnerx.fit or put a comment on one of the YouTube videos or on Instagram or X. We have them all. And what we're doing, guys, is we're putting together an app that will allow you to focus on your running, your skill, strength, and self-care with RunnerX isolated so that you're not on Facebook looking at something and then the next thing you know, you're going down a rabbit hole about sourdough bread, right? Like I'll get into that where I'll go on my YouTube channel and I'm looking for gardening and the next thing you know, I'm looking at marketing techniques because it's so much there and I lose what I was actually coming there to do. So we're going to be putting together an app that will be allow you if you wanted to get into the membership that would have the membership as part of it, but we're also going to include quite a lot of the free content. Yes, it's on YouTube already, but we're trying to give you that experience of I'm just going to focus on my running. Here's my skill, strength, and self-care. Here's maybe a library of different strength workouts I can do. Maybe we're also going to look at challenges. We'll add challenges to it. So maybe in September, we'll do a back to school challenge, right? Where she'll post every day a different video that you can try. So we've got all these ideas. And I hope that if you're not already on our mailing list, that you will reach out to us and get on our mailing list, so you'll be part of our YouTube channel. But when that goes live, and I'm looking for that to hopefully go live in a couple of weeks here, that you will be able to really focus on your RunRx training, and right in that app, you'll be able to ask questions. That's the goal. But right there, you'll be able to say, okay, Valerie, I just tried this technique and it did not go well. You know, I felt it here, or I felt it here, or I just looked crazy. What am I doing wrong? And we can really kind of work with you both in our paid scenarios, but also in our free scenarios, and get you running pain-free, which is really our goal. So we will talk to you next week, guys. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.